Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Most listening to this presentation have a service department with a couple of techs in it. The question is, which techs are making the company the most money? Simply looking at gross sales for the year will not provide the information needed to determine which tech is doing a great job and which one needs some help. This month, Bill Kennard, Vice President of Grandy & Associates Northern Division, is going to share with us a couple of key performance indicators that every owner and or service manager needs to be tracking to properly evaluate the performance of each technician. If you will start tracking what is presented in this material, you might just see a significant increase in the bottom line profit of your service department. Also, if you're not driving, you might want to get a pencil and a paper to record some of the examples that Bill will be sharing with you.
Are your techs bringing in the revenue they should? This is an important question. What's your answer? For many companies, the service department is simply a necessary evil. They have one because they need to have one, not because they want to. For many companies, they install equipment and/or systems, and the chance is there that some systems will not work as they should. As a result, they need to have at least one guy on staff who can go out on these jobs and perform service. The primary goal of these companies is to get past the first year warranty period. The focus is the installation or contract work, not service. That's where the big dollars are, after all. The total sales revenue is much higher doing the installer contract work than it could ever be on the service side. Service is viewed as a drain on the company profits. It's simply another overhead expense that needs to be overcome. If this describes you, I want to tell you loud and clear, your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. That's right. I'll say it again. Your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. Notice I said the most profitable, not the highest revenue. There's a difference. And after all, isn't the reason that you're in business to generate a profit, not simply generate sales? Now, the easiest way to increase profitability in your service department is to find out which of your techs is bringing in the most revenue per hour and keep him billing. Now, I know Bill is your best tech and has been for years, but before you simply accept this belief, do a gut check. What we've found by doing thousands of hours of contractor training is that seldom is the tech that you think is your top guy truly your top performer. The reason for this is many times the guy who you think is your top performer has been with you the longest. Sure, he can fix anything and may even be the guy who you have clean up the problems of the other guys. But he also tends to earn more money than anybody else, set his own pace, choose the type of jobs he wants to go out on, and in general, call his own shots. In reality, your most productive guy is usually one of the other quieter guys who simply does his job and doesn't complain. You need to find out who your top biller is. There are a couple of things to look at. In this program, we'll take a look at three things that you should look for in each of your technicians. Once you find out who that top biller is, what can you do to get everyone else on your team billing at that same rate? This may involve some technical training, customer service training, or dispatch training. And, dare I say, it might even mean better management of your service team. If your company billing is lacking in your service department, you need to develop a better set of metrics for your service team. In a previous career, I worked heavily with manufacturers. One of the lines they repeated to me often whenever I called them with a technical problem was, qualify by quantifying. They were right. What they were telling me was that just because I had a problem come up once or twice, it didn't mean that there was an epidemic. If there really was an issue, it would become very clear very quickly with the numbers. I became accustomed to tracking the metrics of the equipment I was working on. Neither one of us could argue with the facts, whether we were right or wrong. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that any of these companies that I was working with didn't want to deal with their problems. We still took care of them as they came up and always did our best to make sure that our quality and customer service was where they needed to be. This same principle applies to your service technicians. Neither you nor your technicians can argue with the numbers if you're tracking the correct set of metrics. These metrics are simply a way for you to measure your tech's profitability and productivity within your company. You need to determine at what level you expect each of your technicians to perform at. Once you've made that determination, share those expectations with each of your technicians. They need to be very clear on what it means to be a service technician with your company. Update them regularly as to their performance and how it compares to your expectations. Expecting them to perform at a certain level, but not telling them what that level is, would be like one of your customers calling you, telling you that they've got a leaky faucet, and not telling you that they really don't want the leak fixed, but instead, they want you to replace the faucet, the sink, the bathtub, and install a new towel warming bar while you're there. Chances are, both you and the customer are going to come out of that one unhappy. Not being very clear with your techs about your expectations with their performance is not fair to them and will only serve to disappoint you. Start to think about the performance levels that you want each of your techs to be performing at. You really need to start with looking at the bigger picture. What are the goals you have for your service department? If you split this goal between your technicians, is it realistic? Can each one of your guys generate that revenue? Can your techs hit this level, or do you need to look at changing your staffing levels? The important thing is to start at the top and work down. Determine what your goals are for your company, and then determine how you're going to make that happen. Now, even if you've not yet determined what your department goals are for the year, one of the first questions you should be asking is, are my techs bringing in as much revenue as they should? To answer this question, you need to do a little digging. You'll need to calculate two values. The first is revenue per billable hour for the service department as a whole, and the second is revenue per billable hour for each individual technician. Let's take a look at each of these and how they fit into the big picture of making your service department the most profitable one in your company. First, the revenue per billable hour for the service department is usually the easiest to calculate. Simply take the total revenue brought in by the service department and divide that by the total hours invoiced to your customers for that same time period. If you've attended our Grandy & Associates Basic Business Bootcamp, you can find these two values by simply using the Labor Pricing for Profit with Cash Flow Projection software and running the Profit Statement Report for your service department. Your total revenue and billable hours will be at the top few lines of the report, and your department revenue per billable hour will be listed in the far right column. If you haven't yet attended a bootcamp, a little digging in your books will give you these values. If you have $395,000 in total service revenue and you invoiced out a total of 3,055 hours, then your revenue per billable hour is simply $395,000 divided by the 3,055 hours for a total of $129.29. This means that for every hour your techs were billing out customers, they brought in $129 per hour. Second, dig a little more and break this down by technician. What did each tech bill out for revenue, and what were his or her total billable hours? If our service department consists of three technicians, you can lay out each one on paper. For the sake of this program, I'll recap each tech's performance. If you can, write down this data in a table as I give it to you. If you're driving, well, listen to the concepts and keep your eyes on the road. Our first tech, John, had total revenue of $152,000. He billed out a total of 1,100 hours for the year. That comes out to $138.18 per hour. Bill had $115,000 in total revenue with 980 hours. That comes out to $117.34 per hour. And Joe, our final tech, had $128,000 with 840 hours. That comes out to $152.38 per hour. So our company average is a total of $395,000 with 3,055 hours for our company average of $129.29. Now, in recap, again, the revenue per billable hour for John was $138 an hour, Bill was $117 per hour, and Joe was at $152 per hour. We can see that John is clearly bringing in more revenue, overall revenue, than the other two. He's exceeding our company average of $129.29 per hour. Joe, on the other hand, is bringing in less overall revenue than John, but more than Bill. He's really our top biller. He's billing out the fewest number of hours, but when he's billing, wow, he's incredibly profitable. The question you need to ask is, why is he billing so few hours? After all, remember, he only billed out 840 hours. Bill billed out 980 hours, and John billed out 1,100 hours. Is he the guy that you call on to assist the installation crew when you're shorthanded or have a big job with a deadline? He shouldn't be. Whatever we do, we need to keep Joe working in the service department and keep him billing. What if we did nothing more than get Joe billing out as much as John? Remember, John billed out 1,100 hours. If we did this, Joe's revenue would increase to over $167,000. That would make him not only our most profitable guy, but our top revenue producer as well. He'd also really be our most productive guy. Our department revenue would increase to over $434,000. That's a 9.5% increase with this one change. Bill, on the other hand, is falling woefully short of our company average. Right after you get Joe more service hours to bill out, this is the next place to start working. If you need to transfer a tech to another department, this is a guy. He should remain the guy until he brings his numbers up where they need to be. Now, the hard part is that this is the guy that you thought was your top revenue producer. He was your go-to guy, right? How can you possibly send your go-to guy to be a helper in another department? Well, the answer, quite frankly, is simple. Ask yourself this question. Who's running your company, you or your technicians? You need to manage your labor in a way that makes your company profitable. If Bill decides that this kind of work is beneath him, he can either become profitable or find another company to be unprofitable for. Okay, now that we've identified how our techs stack up in terms of revenue per billable hour, part of your job as the leader of this team is to help them figure out how to improve. You've spent a lot of time, energy, and money training your crew. We have to move into the third area of this program, and as we do, ask yourself this next question. How well do my techs understand my billing format? I know your guys are keeping busy running service calls. That's what you hired them to do. And you don't need them spending their time dealing with invoicing problems. They need to be focusing on running the service calls. You'll focus on the billing side of things, right? Chances are, as you focus on the billing side of things, and as you try to increase the profitability of your service department, you'll start to look at some of the numbers a little closer. You know your hourly rate is where it needs to be, but the revenue is just not where you thought it would be. Your guys are doing all this work, and you're still not turning a profit, at least not where at the level you thought it was going to be. In digging into this one, I would ask, are you getting paid for everything your techs are doing? Another way to put this is, how well do they understand your billing format? To find out, you need to be watching the billing efficiency key performance indicator of each of your technicians. Let's take a closer look. Let's look at what your techs should be billing out on a sample service call. In our company, we have a diagnostic fee of $72, and an hourly rate of $135 per hour. Now keep in mind that our rate may be an hourly rate, but in reality, whether you're on flat rate or on time and material, you are really selling your time by the minute. If you're on time and material, and you change a fixture that takes you an hour and a half, you bill out for 90 minutes. If you're on flat rate and you change a contactor on a condensing unit, the flat rate code from one of the major flat rate companies allows 32 minutes for this repair. In each case, we're selling our time by the minute. The more minutes in the day that you can bill out, the better off you are. So let's go back to our service crew. You have a service call that you asked your lead tech, Bill, to run for you. It takes him 20 minutes to get to the job, 15 minutes to properly diagnose the problem, and 45 minutes to make the repair. In doing so, Bill sold an extra $30 in parts. So far, so good, right? Bill focused on the service call, properly diagnosed the problem, made the repair, collected for the repair, and finished the encounter with a happy customer. All good things. When Bill returns to the shop, he turns in an invoice and payment for $165. Another successful service call. Bill's doing his part. That means the lack of profitability and finding more service calls to keep the guys busy is your part. Well, not so fast. Let's see just how well Bill actually did. On this service call, the invoice Bill created was $165. Again, I ask this question. How well does Bill understand your billing format? The diagnostic rate of $72 is designed to cover the travel and diagnostic time taken. In this case, it was a total of 35 minutes. This part of the billing tends to be pretty clear. When you get a better handle on your metrics, and you have a couple of the areas that we're looking at in this presentation under control, you may want to come back to this area of diagnostic and travel time. You may be surprised at how much time your techs are taking driving from one job to the next, or how long they're taking diagnosing problems on the jobs. This is another area for you to improve the profitability of your service department. But for now, we'll assume Bill got to the job, is using his travel and his diagnostic time efficiently, and collected his $72 diagnostic fee. The repair time isn't quite so clear. It took Bill 45 minutes to make the repair. Remember, you actually sell your time by the minute. This being the case, the minimum billing for the repair time should have been 45 minutes, or 0.75 hours, times $135 per hour, for a total of $101.25. Next is the parts charge. Bill sold some parts on this job, and he collected $30 for those parts. When you add together the diagnostic fee, the repair time charge, and the parts revenue, the total revenue generated by Bill's service call should have been $72 for the diagnostic fee, $101.25 for the repair time, $30 for the parts revenue. That totals an invoice goal of $203.25. For this one service call, Bill should have charged the customer $203.25. He only charged $165. The last step is to calculate his billing efficiency. This is calculated by taking his actual invoice total and dividing it by the target or goal invoice total. You take the invoice total of $165 and divide it by our goal of $203.25. This gives you Bill's billing efficiency of 81%. What this is telling you is that you're only getting paid for 81% of what Bill is doing. Now, if you spread this across the full year, Bill generated $112,000 in service revenue in his bill, and his billing efficiency is only 81%. The actual revenue he should have brought in would have been over $138,000. That means we lost over $26,000 in profit because Bill doesn't fully understand our billing format. Now, if this is typical of your whole team, multiply this profit loss, and that's what it is. It's a loss in profit because your overhead's already covered. If this is typical of your whole team, multiply this profit loss by the number of technicians that you have. In our example company here, we had three technicians. If this 81% billing efficiency is typical for all three techs, which is not uncommon, then our company underbilling would total the $26,000 times three techs for a total of over $78,000. Now, do you think your guys need to understand your billing format? This is critical. There's one additional note on technician billing efficiency, because I want to be clear with this example. Just like the story I shared with the manufacturers earlier, you need to be qualifying by quantifying. Don't just look at one service call. Mistakes can happen. There are always exceptions to the rule. One service call may not tell you the whole story. Take a look at several calls. Say the total calls for a week, a month, or the whole year, and compare that to the total service revenue for those same calls. This will give you a good average for each technician. And remember, neither you nor your tech can argue with the actual numbers. Now, you know about it. How do you fix it? The challenge comes in trying to track all the data to determine the average revenue per billable hour and the billing efficiency of each technician throughout the year. If this task seems too daunting, you may want to consider ProfitMax, our industry-leading technician productivity management software, which will help you track all of this and 23 other key performance indicators in only 2 to 3 minutes per tech each day. Once you know what these two values are for each technician, it's time to get them up to speed. The way that you'll do this is to have weekly meetings with your techs. Now, you didn't hear me wrong. I did say weekly. Now, some of you listening to this program are saying, weekly meetings aren't a problem, but how am I going to fill up that much time every week? Others are still picking themselves off the floor. You're thinking, there's no way you can possibly have a weekly meeting. You're already struggling to keep the profitability of this department up, and now you're asking me to pull every one of the guys out of the field for an extra hour every week? That's right, I am. There's a story of a big burly lumberjack who could chop more wood than anyone else around. One day, the town he lived in was having a festival, and one of the events during this festival was a competition to see who could chop the most wood in a one-hour period. Now, everyone knew that no one in town could match the might and experience of the old lumberjack. He had perfected his technique, and he had the muscle and brawn to make up for anything that his technique may have lacked. Then, a young man who had recently come into town stepped up and entered the competition. Everyone thought it was a joke. Surely this inexperienced rookie was no match for the big burly lumberjack. But the entry was done, and the competition would proceed. The misplaced confidence that this young man had in himself would soon be put in its place. Now, the towering piles of logs were stacked high and ready for chopping. The townspeople were crowding in, cheering, ready to see the young man be put to shame. The starting bell rang, and the two men went to work, chopping furiously at the piles of logs, each determined to chop more wood than the other. It was plain to see the experienced techniques complemented by the strength of the old lumberjack as he powered his axe through each log. He was going to show this rookie how it should be done. Not too long after the competition started, the old lumberjack looked over at the rookie and found him sitting on one of the logs. Surprised that the man had given up so quickly, he figured, well, he was going to continue and prove his superiority and keep going. As the hour continued, the crowd continued to cheer them on. The young man continued to work, but took regular breaks. When the finishing bell rang, the experienced lumberjack dropped his axe and turned to see how soundly he had put this young whippersnapper back into his place. He was shocked, however, to find out that his challenger had chopped more wood than he did. How could that be possible? He asked the young man, "Several times during the competition, I looked over, and you were just sitting here on the logs. How is it possible that you chopped more wood than I did? You spent much of the time resting while I never stopped chopping." The young man looked over at his skilled competitor and said, "I wasn't resting. When I was sitting down, I was sharpening my saw." What are you doing as the owner of your company to help your technicians sharpen their saw? If you ask them to simply plug along and do their job each day without ever helping them to improve, then chances are you have the best performance you'll ever get out of them. Part of managing them is managing the direction of the department. There's no way that you can keep the entire team on the same page if you don't meet with them weekly. You have a vision for your company. What is that vision? You can't simply wish it into them. You can't explain your vision to your employees once and expect them to live it out. This is something that you need to be impressing upon them on a regular basis. It's also during these meetings that you'll need to cover any new technical changes or procedures, brief them on promotions your company is running, present any spiff or reward checks that they may have earned, and make sure that they fully understand your company's procedures and policies. Part of your weekly tech meetings needs to be dedicated to billing drills. Come up with a typical service call, just like I did earlier in this program. You could even pull a service ticket from a call that one of your techs ran in the past week or two. Give a copy of it to each of your techs and ask them to generate an invoice for your customer. Now, you know as well as I that there's only one right answer. If you've never done this before, you'll find that if you have six technicians, you'll probably get six different answers and none of them will be right. Go over it with them as a group. Make sure they understand how you came up with this one right answer. You may even want to do the math, just like we did earlier in this program, to calculate what their billing efficiency would be at the price they came up with, and what that costs your company over the course of the year. But if you do this, make sure you do it in a positive light. Remember, the goal of this is not to beat them into submission, but to help them increase their productivity, get paid for all the work they're doing, and be recognized and rewarded for all the work they're doing. Do this frequently until every technician gets it right. Reward the tech that is the first to come up with the right answer each time. The reward doesn't have to be big. It can be something small. Even your new fancy-dancy super-duper does-it-all ABC plumbing and heating Bic pen. These guys are a competitive lot, and they'll go for it. Make this routine part of your weekly meetings until success becomes a habit. Run this exercise at least once a month after it becomes a habit to make sure they keep their skills sharp. Remember, your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. But in order for it to be profitable, you need to make sure you're getting paid for the work you're already doing. This means that they do play a key role in the invoicing process. Growing your business is already a challenge. Why not do it profitably? Make a decision to be profitable. What do you want out of your service department? Put some thought into this. And while you're doing it, remember, neither you nor your technicians will miss a goal that you don't set. If you don't set some objectives for your service department, you will never be profitable. If you don't set and clearly explain objectives for your technicians, they will never be all you want them to be. And you will never realize the profitability that you can in your service department. Ken Blanchard said in his book, The E-Myth Revisited, work on your business, not in your business. Spend the time working on your business, and you'll find the reward of increased profitability. Now, I mentioned ProfitMax in this program a couple of times. ProfitMax can track not only these numbers for you, but dozens more. ProfitMax is a performance management tool that will help you make your technicians as productive and as profitable as they can be. It will help you manage your labor in a way that will make your service department the most profitable department in your company. Thank you.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Remember, if you're serious about putting systems into place within your service department, you just might want to take a look at Grandy & Associates' industry-leading performance-based software program. It's called ProfitMax. Check it out on our website at www.grandyassociates.com or call us at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractor's Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. 888-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.